Welcome to Jam Session Reality Era, where we're spilling the tea on our favorite reality shows. From the drama-fueled Housewives to the legendary Vanderpump Crew, we're here to dish it all out. Just a heads up, spoilers are on the menu, so listen at your own risk.
Hey everybody, it's Jeanette.
And Megan.
And we're back! Hello!
Hi!
I don't know if you guys noticed, but, you know, we've been trying to pump out like 3 episodes a week, and last week we only did 1. But it's because we had to take a small break due to a family emergency, and Megan, if you want to share and update everyone about that.
Yeah, so over the weekend, I believe it was last weekend? It feels like so long, but last weekend my husband got into a 4-wheeler accident and he broke both of his legs and has a full ACL tear. So we just got released the other day, and yesterday, Saturday, was our first day back at home. He was in the hospital for a week. So please bear with us because recording is probably going to be a little limited. Bear with us.
Yeah.
But my husband, he is okay. He is home and I am taking care of him.
And Megan was nice enough to carve an hour out of her busy schedule to talk about The Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race.
We're talking about season 36, episode 5. The teams are in Santiago, Chile, which is the capital of Chile. And that makes me want to eat chili. And they start off by ripping open their clue, I guess, is what you could call it. And they have to drive to get their next clue. And of course, the cars are stick shifts. Which, I mean, I feel like everyone did pretty good with the stick shifts, honestly.
You know, the pink team, the hot pink team, they were struggling, but she got it. She ended up getting it. They did say that they learned a little bit before they left.
Yeah.
But the moment I saw that, I was like, excellent, Jeanette's the driver because you're a stick shift girl and I'm not.
So, I mean, that's cool that she learned before she left to do a little prep. There's always a stick shift. Our predictions from last episode was that either the hot pink girls or the navy blue team was going to be the next to be eliminated. And I mean, not to toot our horns, but we were right. But I'm sad about this one.
We were right. And we are sad because I loved the hot pink team. It's just they had to do better.
Yeah, it seems like they always picked the wrong girl.
Yeah, they would read the clue. One would be like, oh yeah, I'm going to do this. And then the other one on the sideline would be like, oh my God, actually, like I would be perfect for this. And the girl doing it was like, oh, girl on the sideline would be perfect at this. And I'm like, are you guys not reading the clues well enough? Like, are you just doing a quick glance because you're in a hurry? Because read the clue.
Yeah, I wonder how much information they give them.
Yeah.
You know, they probably don't tell them exactly what they're doing for this exact reason. So that maybe the person who isn't strong at this does pick it and does get tripped up because this is keeps happening to them. It sucks. But yeah, they're the pink team. Sad to see them go, but they are eliminated.
Bye-bye.
Bye, we'll miss you. So to get their first clue, they had to drive to a garage, essentially, and find Marilyn Monroe's Thunderbird. Do you think this challenge was meant for a specific person? And if so, who?
Yes, I do. I think that this car challenge clue was meant for Kishori on the hot pink team because she said that she used to watch car auctions and do car auctions with her dad. And this is like her favorite car. This was her dream car. This was the car that she wanted. So I think that it was meant for her because she ran through that fast. And at that point, I was like, maybe they're going to do great.
Maybe not.
Did you feel like it was meant for her too?
I did. Yeah.
Cool. I know that we have talked about like teams helping other teams if need be, but while watching this episode, I couldn't help but wonder how much help is too much help.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know, did you notice that the light pink team in the beginning told the light blue team exactly where to go? And they're like, oh, cool. And I'm like, you don't have to help all the time. What are your thoughts?
Yes. I have so many thoughts on this. This is the most I've ever seen people help each other. When is there going to be a point where you say enough is enough? Because if you help someone, you kind of expect them to help you and vice versa, but not everyone can win.
Mm-hmm.
There's only going to be one winner. Like, when are they going to get to the point where they stop helping or they regret helping or it becomes a problem for them? Like, maybe they helped someone and then that person got ahead of them and then they get eliminated. Like, when?
Yeah.
When? I don't know.
Yeah. And for me mentally, I would hate if it was me against the team that I was helping. Like, I would hate to feel like we're the last two. So if I win, maybe I would feel bad for them. Or, you know, like, it just seems like a lot of help.
Yeah, they've got to get to a point eventually where it's every man for themselves, because not everyone can win. And I don't know when too much is too much, but I look forward to watching this play out.
Yeah, me too. Watch it be the light pink team and the light blue team at the very end. I would go crazy.
Okay, so after they got the clue from Marilyn Monroe's car, they had to go to the skate park.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenge was, who is feeling bored? Who do you think the skateboard challenge was meant for?
I don't remember who I felt like this challenge was for, to be perfectly honest. And I'm so sorry. Who was it for? Who was meant for this challenge?
Okay, so I wrote down light pink team because he said he skateboards.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also have purple team because purple team girl said she grew up skateboarding. But she never really assembled skateboards. She just rode them.
Right. Right.
So those were my guesses. Either the pink team guy or the purple team girls.
Okay. So I have a question about the skateboard challenge. It was called Who's Feeling Bored?
Uh-huh.
And it was memorizing and building a skateboard. Who's doing it and why? If it was you and me.
I feel like I could totally do this. I know I say that about pretty much everything, but hear me out. My son skateboards. His favorite thing to do was take them apart and put them back together and build his own boards. He like would build boards out of planks of wood. And I would take him to buy trucks, wheels, bearings,
rise pads. Like,
we would go to the van store and look at the skateboard parts, ordered skateboard parts. And I feel like I could do this and hopefully I could make him proud.
Awesome.
Do you feel like you could do this challenge?
I do feel like I could do this challenge too, because I used to skateboard a little bit in junior high and a little bit in high school. And whenever I saw this challenge, I was like, oh my gosh. This is so fucking easy. Like, it was just so easy to me. So cool. We would kill this. We would nail this challenge.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Either one of us.
Heck yeah. All right. So when the teams arrived to the skateboard park, they were all jumping the fence so they could run to get to the park, like a shortcut, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But the light blue team, the mom and son, she can't do that. So they had to go the correct way to the skateboard park. And the mom on the light blue team was saying that she is down to help teams to a certain extent. And this isn't the first time she's brought this up.
Mm-hmm.
She said, if there's a physical challenge and since that's like her downfall, when it comes to it, other teams aren't going to help her in a physical challenge. Do you think she has a point in that she's correct in that?
Yeah, because the reason why Team Walla Walla and Rod and Leticia and the pink team all got there at the same time was because Danny helped them.
Yeah.
Like gave them directions, said, follow me. So here's an example of where he's helping them. But then physically, they were able to jump the fence and get ahead of him and get a head start on their skateboards. So, yeah, she has a really good point. Danny is so quick to help everyone. He's like a yes man. I don't know if he's even capable of saying no. He can't help but to help.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, I feel like he can't help but to help, like you just said, because people won't even be asking him anything. He's like, hey, this is where you go. This is what you do. Like, follow me. And like you said, they got ahead of him. And he needs to kind of listen to his mom on this, because they didn't help her get over the fence. Which shows that they're not going to help her in a physical challenge.
This, I would see how this would put a lot of pressure on her, because I hate it when people are waiting for me. I don't want to be the person who's bringing the team down. I'm sure she doesn't want to bring her son's game down. And I'm sure it would absolutely shatter her heart into a million pieces if it comes to a point where she is the reason they go home. She doesn't want to disappoint him.
Yeah, because she's like, I've always wanted this for him. Like, I'm so happy he gets to do this. Like, she's there for him. Mm-hmm. She's not there for her.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sure she doesn't want to disappoint her son. And she is thinking ahead, which is smart, where he's only thinking in the moment. So, yeah. Yeah, he needs to listen to his mama a little bit on this. All right, so during the skateboard building challenge, a lot of the teams seem to have a problem with putting the wheels in the correct order. And I was just wondering, wouldn't that be obvious to you? Would you think the different color wheels is an obvious part of the assembly and the puzzle?
Oh my goodness. Absolutely. That would be my number one. Like the first... The first thought that would come to mind is there's four different color wheels.
Yeah.
Duh. Freaking duh.
Right.
And for the people who kept putting the wheels on wrong, I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. And I think one person was even like, oh, well, maybe my wheel color's off. I wouldn't believe that that would be the problem, but it's worth a shot. Why wouldn't you believe that?
Right?
So weird to me.
Oh my God. And it really annoyed me when they're putting the trucks on backwards. Because I'm looking at it and I'm like, it's backwards. But I guess if you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know what you don't know.
That's right. That's right. And we kind of touched on this, but I just want to verify, because you are the Amazing Race fan, and this is only my second season watching through. Is it normal to have this much collaboration amongst teams? Like, I'm sorry, this will be the last time that I bring it up in this episode. I'll probably bring it up next episode, but Light Blue, they're just... Light blue and light pink are just too tight. Like, is this normal?
No, not at all. I think I've seen every single season of Amazing Race, and I've seen teams help each other on a detour or on a roadblock or, you know, maybe even on a leg, but I've never seen them so like ride or die for each other. You would think this is a team,
right?
And they're gonna win as a team. Like, I've never seen it. It's so fascinating to me, actually, because there's gonna be a point, like when I was saying earlier, that they have to fend for themselves. Like, I'm just fascinated to see how this is gonna play out.
Yeah, and more people have gone home now. Like, every time a team goes home, it's getting tighter and tighter. Like, You have to button up.
Yeah. One of the things that Rod was trying to get help with on the skateboard build was when he dropped his nut. Why? Did you notice he was looking for his nut like 20 feet away? Why was Rod looking for his nut 20 feet away?
Not only was Rod looking for his nut 20 feet away, why was he not down on his hands and knees, like feeling through the grass with one of his five senses? Like, he's just kind of hovering over the grass. Oh, I don't see it. I don't see it. Feel for it. What are you doing? You're wasting time. So frustrated.
It almost seemed like he expected them to stop what they were doing and help him find his nut.
And he wasted so much time on that challenge.
Yeah. And I'm like, this is another thing about helping each other is no one, like, are you going to stop thinking for yourself and expecting others to do it for you? Like, look for your own nut. Look for your own nut.
You shouldn't have dropped it.
Yeah, and they kept saying, like, the green team said, oh, I'll help you look for it once I'm done. And the light blue team said the same thing. Well, I can help you look for it when I'm done. And he kept saying over and over, have you seen my nut? I think they, on Instagram, they did a nut count. And they were, like, tallying how many times he said nut. It was so funny. I don't remember how many times it was, but it was a lot.
Well, does it make me a total bitch? Because I would have not even offered to help when I'm done. When I'm done with this challenge, I'm leaving. I'm going to the next challenge. I'm not helping you look for your nut on the ground.
So after the skateboard build, they had a detour and they could either perform for pesos or climb for clues. Now the performing for pesos was strapping a drum to your back, and it had like a cymbal, and you had maracas, and you had to perform and collect money.
And there was an attachment also to your foot that would help bang the cymbals. Like, that actually looked kind of challenging. And they had their arms chicken armed, like they looked like little chickens with their arms back banging these drums. Like, that looked uncomfortable.
Who do you think that music challenge was meant for? The performing for pesos?
In a way, I kind of felt like it was meant for the boy on the light blue team, because he picked it up so fast. He just strapped that thing on and he went with it. And the mom was like, I'm so happy to be doing this. This is the one thing so far in this entire race that has just brought me joy and happiness.
Yeah.
Who do you think it was meant for? Because I feel like I'm kind of wrong on it.
I think it was meant for the boyfriends, because one of them said that they were in band.
Oh!
Marching band.
Oh! Okay. It was totally meant for him then. I'm wrong.
I feel like I say that for every challenge, though. I'm like, oh, it's meant for the boyfriends, but they're killing it. So maybe everything is meant for them and they're just meant to win this whole thing.
Maybe they're just so versatile and they've just done so much that, yeah, they're like, cool, it's a breeze. Everything, they just blow right through. They're doing so good.
Yeah. So perform for pesos or climb for clues. Which one are we doing and why?
I would want to do perform for pesos. I don't want to climb. I don't like climbing. I'm not good at climbing. You have to have upper body strength for climbing. So that is my answer. I would rather perform. I don't even care if I look stupid. Nobody's going to see me there again. I was going to ask you the same one. Perform for pesos or climb a rock wall? Which one would you want to pick and why?
So when I was watching it, I was like, oh, I would definitely want to climb. But I don't know why I was thinking that, because I've never rock climbed. I have no upper body strength. I have no lower body strength. It looked really hard. I don't know why. So yeah, I think the smarter one would be perform for pesos.
This one, if we were doing this challenge, we might have had to regather, because I might have been like, all right, let's climb. So then we'd go to climb and then we'd be like, all right, let's go back to perform to pesos.
I think if we would ever be at a point where we're having a hard time deciding, maybe that would be a good time to ask three questions. Have you ever climbed before? are you afraid of heights? like maybe narrow down the better choice.
Yeah, everything that's involved.
Because I don't know why I would want to pick rock climbing. This makes no sense to me.
Who do you think the rock climbing challenge was meant for?
Oh, you know what? I think the firefighter girls both were like, let's do this. We are strong. We have a lot of upper body strength. They were really confident about it. And if I had to pick one, I would say the firefighter girls.
I think that too, because being firefighters, you're lifting people, you're lifting, you're training stuff, you're climbing ladders. Like, they have to be physically fit. Like, they are strong. Mm-hmm. So I felt the same way. And oh my gosh, can we talk about the Navy Blue team really fast?
Absolutely.
Oh, again, they get lost, right? They're driving around. They're lost. They're dicking around. Girl who's driving is so chill. Mm-hmm. She is so calm. Just like, oh, I love this. This is so great. Blah, blah, blah. Everybody is working on the skateboard challenge. I believe that people had made it to the rock climbing challenge. Then the Navy Blue team shows up. They're basically in dead last.
Yep.
They show up. They blow through the skateboard challenge. They go to the rock climbing challenge. They blow through that. And then they're off.
Yeah.
The girl in the hot pink team, I believe it's Karishma, she was like, oh my God, these girls just come through and dominate the challenges and they always surpass everybody.
Yeah.
I know we've had our eye on the Navy Blue team to go home, but do you think that maybe they might be here a little bit longer because, gosh, when it gets, I mean, they're kind of doing good. They're doing good and bad. It's weird.
Yeah, it's like when the going gets tough, they get going. They're like the comeback queens. This is the second time in a row.
Yeah.
They went from horrible to hooray. They're really good under pressure, I guess, when it comes down to the wire.
I bet that's a skill for their job.
Yeah.
Let's talk about who went home.
Were you so sad to see the hot pink team get eliminated?
Yes, I was sad. It's like it's expected. You know that it's coming, but it is still sad. I really loved their personalities. I thought that they were so funny and they have a good sense of humor and they were cute, but they take too long on their challenges. And like you said, they're constantly picking the wrong person and it just, yeah, I was sad. Were you sad?
Yeah. I almost think it's a confidence thing because you could tell when things got hard, she kind of would shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the map challenge and the skateboard challenge and that didn't help. So, yeah, I was very sad to see them go.
Yeah, me too. So the first place winners for this episode was the teal team, the boyfriends. Ooh. Again.
Killing it.
They are freaking killing it this game, and they won a fantastic trip. So let's take a bet. How many more first place wins do you think that the teal team is going to take?
I don't know how many are left.
Okay, let's do a number between 6 and below.
3. I'm going to say 50%.
Okay. I'm going to go a little higher and say that they'll win 4.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll see at the very end of this season. If we don't forget, we'll tally it up.
Okay. Okay, so when everyone was making it to the mat, the purple team came, and I noticed there was a ginormous bruise on one of the girls' arms. Did you notice her bruise, her ginormous bruise?
Yes! What happened to her?
I don't know, and I was trying to think of, like, the past challenges that they've done, and I couldn't even really think of how she got that.
It was big and dark. Yeah, I did notice it.
covers almost her entire upper arm.
Yeah.
Okay. That was just my question, as if you noticed it. And who do you think will be the next to be eliminated?
I think the next people that are going to be eliminated is going to be the dark blue team. Or maybe the grandparents, but I think I'm going to stick with the dark blue team. And I know that you've already seen the next, so you know who goes home. So I'm not going to ask you, and I'm hopefully going to be watching that episode today.
Yeah, so since we're behind a little bit, I've already watched episode
six.
I already know who goes home next. I will say next time is the mega leg. They showed that in the preview.
Oh, where they go for like 24 hours?
No, it's double. So it's double everything.
Oh.
Which I feel like they kind of did a mega leg episode 1 and 2, basically. But I guess this is the official mega leg.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
When you watched episode 5 and you thought who was going home, was your prediction correct?
No.
Okay.
That's a good question.
Cool. Cool. So, yeah, that's a good question. So, there we go. Awesome. All right. Well, I'm excited to watch this next episode and then to record again.
Yeah.
I miss you, and I miss recording, and I miss our little jammy friends.
Oh, I miss you too. I'm sure everyone misses us too.
Absolutely. We are not 100% sure on what we're going to be recording next. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
In the meantime, just bear with us. We'll give you as much as we can. Yeah, and send healing, good vibes, and we'll see you guys next time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.